Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Hump Day here on the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Got a few things to talk about today. Does the NBA, WNBA, excuse me, have to follow certain rules that the NBA would have to follow when it comes to domestic violence? I think we're about to find out, and we'll talk about that as the WNBA player has been suspended for 10 games for domestic violence. Warriors are saying they didn't acquire Russell to flip him. Canelo's not fighting in September. And same on that domestic violence nonsense. An Arizona Cardinal has been cut for domestic abuse. We're going to get into this because it's not just one way this way. It's both sides, so both sides should be held equally accountable. Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, and we're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located on Alma School in Channel Heights. Get in there, let them know PLR sent you. They will take care of you to the tune of 10% off your cigar purchase. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, locally located in Chandler, Arizona. Get in there, become a club member. Get a locker to back to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. Again, let them know that PLR sent you. They are now serving beer and wine. So get in there, have an adult beverage. Get your cigar. Let them know that I sent you 10% off. Some restrictions do apply. Thank you for joining the Cave Show with PLR. Call in number 917-889-7828. That is the Kerry Lackey Law Line. Let's just jump right in. You heard some of the topics. If you want to talk about something else, let's do that, too. Do have a caller on hold. Thank you for your patience. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Lou, what is up, my friend?
Well, I got one more for you from the domestic violence case. LA defenseman, I hope I say his name right, Slava Varnov, he's going to the KHL League, you know, and he was, of course, also suspected of domestic violence for beating his wife. But his suspension is going to be up at mid-season next year. It might be on its way back.
I don't get it. Why is it so hard to keep your hands off women? I don't get it. But you know the one thing, Lou, in that is the WNBA is about to suspend, or rather,
yes,
they have suspended. And I don't want to mispronounce the young lady's name, but I believe it's Raquana Williams is going to be suspended. Raquana Williams is going to be suspended 10 games from the WNBA for domestic abuse. And I know the court case hasn't gone through, and we see this all the time in the NFL where guys are suspended before technically the case is heard. And I think a lot of that has to do with it's protecting the shield more than anything. And this isn't just like a fake allegation. I mean, what we have here, and I don't know if you read some of this, but
yes,
unless this is just mistaken identity, this was bad. I mean, she pulled a gun on someone, allegedly, strangled someone, allegedly. This, unless this is just mistaken identity, you can't do this.
No, you can't.
So, I don't know what can really be said about it. You know what I mean? I mean, if it's going one side, and I remember Brittany Griner was suspended for a while for a domestic abuse case down here. And you can't just say, okay, we're going to sweep this under the rug, because the one thing that we have, if we're going to have equality, we got to have equality with the rules. Now, they've already filed a grievance. The Players Association has filed a grievance because they're saying that she hasn't been, found guilty in a court of law, and this could make everything as a prejudice. But I think you're protecting the shield here, not just the person. Or am I mistaken with that?
No, I don't think you're mistaken.
And then the bigger question is, why doesn't the WNBA have a policy against this?
Yeah, they should.
I mean, why are we waiting for a See, there's certain things that in terms of the CBA, they just need to jump ahead on this one. This is we're gonna wait for the CBA before this isn't a wait for the CBA to negotiate. This is we can't do this right now.
I don't know why,
but
it should be taken care of.
Yep. So, I'm going to get more into this as time goes on the show, but what else do you have for me, my friend?
All right, well, it's been a couple of days, so I'm a little behind here. Westbrook is now a Rocket.
He is a Rocket.
Just like we thought, though.
You knew he was going to get moved. The second George was traded, you knew he was going to get traded. I'm shocked. I'm going to say it like this, although I'm shocked that he went to Houston. I'm not shocked for talent reasons. I'm shocked because Daryl Morey, the GM of Houston, is so much into analytics. And analytically, Russell Westbrook is a terrible player.
You really think so?
If you use analytics the way – okay, so Houston – I don't think he's a terrible player. So I don't.
Thank you.
But if you look at analytics, the way Houston looks at analytics, that think a three – every shot has to either be a three, a free throw, or a layup. Mid-range shots are bad. All this stuff is bad. Russell Westbrook is a terrible three-point shooter. He only shoots 65% from the free throw line. He shoots mid-range jump shots. So everything that they've preached over the last 4 or 5 years, how we're, an analytical team, analytics, and you go out and you trade for a guy that's analytically not what you say you're looking for. So that confuses me. So for that reason, as a player, I take Russell Westbrook any day, and I think he'll play well with James Harden because I think they have good history together and they played well together.
Yes, he
but
did.
I'm surprised that Houston threw analytics out the window for this player though. It just surprises me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We didn't get a chance to talk yesterday, so I'll bring this up today. Over the weekend, we lost a great figure in the sports world in the boxing circuit.
Yeah, Sweet Pea Whitaker, that was sad.
We lost Sweet Pea.
Yep, especially the way he went. Hit by a car. That's just sad and terrible and tragic. On Monday on the show I talked about it. I don't know what happened Monday, but I saw like three calls online, but I couldn't pick them up, and I don't know why.
Well, there's an explanation for that. I was just about to call you, but the dinner bell rang. So as much as I wanted to get on to you, I couldn't do it. My apologies.
Yeah, well, it's crazy because I had three calls, and I couldn't get any of them through. None of them. So I was having a switchboard issue, so I apologize, because I figured you were definitely one of the callers. But it's sad. And I was talking about how Sweet Pea lost two fights that were not losses in my book, and one of them cost me a mint. He definitely did not lose to Julio Cesar Chavez. That was
no.
the biggest ripoff I've ever seen in my life. That was not a majority draw. I remember that fight like it was yesterday. 115,
mm-hmm.
115, 115, 115, and then one judge had him winning 115, 113. He got hosed in that fight. And I think he got hosed completely in that Chicken De La Hoya, I'm sorry, Oscar De La Hoya fight too.
Yes.
So, but yeah, he was, and we know about the problems he had outside the ring with the arrest
yeah.
and the issues with cocaine and all that stuff, but makes no difference. Definitely didn't deserve to go out like that.
Just shocked to, anybody who follows boxing.
Lou, every day, every time someone of stature passes on, we always say it's amazing how short life is and how
yes.
easily it can be taken away. And it's always amazing that we only say that and think that when it happens to someone as opposed to thinking that every single day. And I think we need to start making sure we're living every day and treating those around us that we love like that every single day, because you just never know.
I mean, because this was, very unexpected. I mean, there have been athletes who died because of, long illnesses or whatnot, and and it's like, well, they can go any second now, and, it's like, well, that was expected. He was very sick or whatnot. But this was just, out of nowhere and got hit by a car.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
there's
expected tragedies and there's unexpected, the way I look at it. And this was very unexpected.
Yeah, it's sad. It was sad. Lost a good one. Lost one of the
sure
best
did.
Boxers that I remember watching. So he's definitely one of the best ones I've seen fight.
Yeah. From our generation.
Yep. And in a fight game, just keeping on with the fight game, Mr. Canelo has decided not to fight in September.
Yeah,
this year he'll be
fighting. I'm typing it right now.
Yeah, he'll be fighting a little bit later on in the year. So
couldn't find a good fighter, huh?
Well, you know what? There's a guy that he should be fighting, but I honestly don't know if Triple G is ready to fight him again. I think Triple G is probably tired of getting holes. So,
I'll fight him.
All right, you go for it. Get that payday, Lou.
Unless you want to fight him.
I'll fight him. Heck, I've been in a fight for free. He can knock me out for a couple million. I'll take it.
Yeah. I'd be happy to see it.
Yeah. I'll take a punch for it. You think I won't get hit real hard for $2 million?
Oh, I think you'd take
mind.
It in a second.
I would take it. And you know what? You ever watch the WWE? You know how they sell the moves?
Back in the old days.
Yeah, well, you know how they would sell the moves, sell the pile driver, sell all the... I wouldn't even have to sell it. It'd be so real. He hit me one good time, and it'd just be a real fall. I wouldn't have to sell a thing.
Yeah. Well, what a way to make $1 million, though.
And see, what I don't want to do is go in there and pretend like I'm going to actually box.
Right.
And get hit 3 and 4 times. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to hit 3 and 4 times. I'm going to let you hit me one time real hard, and then that's a wrap.
Yes. In other words, just a quick case of good old-fashioned whoop ass.
Well, plain and simple. You said it better than me. I'm not going there trying to pretend I'm something I'm not. Go ahead, dude. Hit me one real good time, and then that could be it.
And that's our word for the day, boys and girls. Whoop ass.
That's all done. Let me go shower, take a couple Advil for this headache, and I'm going home. And check counts.
Just an Advil, that's all?
Hey, let me ask you a question, because I know you gotta get out of here real soon. Are we being too hard on Bryce Harper?
Yeah, maybe a little. I mean, still, if Harper, like I said before, if Harper was still in Washington, I think maybe they would still make a run at the division, and Washington is struggling a bit. But, I think we do need to ease up on him. I mean, he's not a bad guy.
I mean, I know he's struggling, but yeah. baseball is doing this to themselves. And I'll keep saying this over and over until someone actually listens.
Right.
When you hit for contact, you will get more hits. You will be more productive. And I know he had a big walk-off double the other day, and I'm happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Gwynn didn't play all those years in the major leagues because he was a home run hitter. He played all those years in the major league because he was a contact hitter. And he hit for average. And every now and then, and he got enough pop and got one, just like Suzuki. He hit for average. You saw him in batting practice. You could watch Ichiro in batting practice hit 7, 8, 9 home runs out the park. And then the game starts, and he's slapping singles and doubles everywhere. He knew he could launch balls. But how effective would he have been? So I'm looking at Bryce Harper here, and he has 109 strikeouts already, hitting .257. And he has 17 home runs and 67 RBI. You know this guy can hit almost 300. You know he can, but he's not putting it in play. And let me ask you this, Luke. He's hit 17 homers with 67 RBIs, and Hoskins has hit 20 home runs with 59 RBI. Do you realize these guys would need to get to almost 40 home runs just to almost drive in 120 runs? Because there's no one now. You want your second hitter, even when they're playing the shift, you want him launching balls instead of getting on in front of these other guys. When there's a runner on second base and Harper comes up, and this is just Harper. Harper comes up or Machado comes up, and I'm just grabbing stars' names. You don't even want them having contact. You don't want them hitting a ground ball through the middle. Either they better hit a long fly double or a home run. What happened to baseball? It just makes no sense.
It's a different era, different game, you know, than it is when we were young.
You know what they said about the NBA, though? They call it analytics and threes are better. If I told you to name the three best players in basketball, you would name LeBron, more than likely. LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, and Kevin Durant.
Right.
And none of them are three-point specialists. KD is a masterful shooter that can shoot threes very well, and Kawhi is a mid-range guy. And LeBron is a mid-range guy.
Yeah, you hear what he said about why he wants to join the Nets.
But my point is they can all hit threes, but they're not three-point shooters per se. So the three best players in the game analytically aren't your three best players.
Right.
That makes no sense.
No.
But it is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah. But did you hear about why KD said why he chose the Nets, though?
I saw that. That was funny.
Yeah. Which says, and I quote, I like the way they play. I like seeing how hard they play. And I like the system. Well, aren't you all in the same system?
You know what? He was just ready to leave Golden State.
Well, that's one thing, sure, but, you know.
And the Nets, you know what? The Nets are up and coming, and they're good. I'm just curious to see. I'm curious to see because they had a very good team last year. Came out of nowhere, shocked a lot of people. Here's what I'm anxious to see. And this is why guys like Popovich, Spoelstra, Kerr are so successful, Doc Rivers, because they know how to coach Joe Schmo, and they know how to coach a superstar. The one thing we saw about Brad Stevens last year is Brad Stevens can coach his butt off. Situationally, he's a great coach. ATOs, he's a great coach. But he never had to coach a superstar. And when he had a superstar, he didn't know how to coach a superstar. It's more than just throwing up X's and O's. It's the psychology. So I think Kenny Atkinson did a great job.
Mm.
And I don't want to say it's easy, but when you got a bunch of guys that are going to play hard for you no matter what, because they have to play hard to maximize all their talent, it's a lot different than coaching a superstar who can slack in certain areas, still be effective, and then have to understand how to push them for leadership. It's different.
Okay. Okay.
Go on. Completely different. So we'll see. We'll see what transpires.
Right.
But that's it, my friend.
Well, hold on. I think I had one more here. If I remember my place, though. But anyway, and also I don't think that from the the 76ers, I don't think he's worth $110 million or $145 million.
Wait. Who, Ben Simmons?
Yeah, I mean really.
Yeah, 170.
Well, he's not even worth that. He's not even worth half that.
You know what? I agree and I disagree. I agree in that I think his game needs to mature more, but here's where I disagree. Name a player in the league that will give you 16, 17 points a game, 7-8 rebounds, 7-8 assists, run your offense, to be able to defend, and do all that for $170 million that you can get. Not that's out there, that you can get. See, that's one of those cases where I think he does have to work on his jump shot. And I hope getting the money doesn't hamper him from wanting to work on his jump shot. But if you let him walk, where do you replace him at? Mind you, this guy's an all-star that can't shoot. If he learns how to shoot, he's one of the most dangerous players in the NBA. So, you know what? I'll switch it over to this. You're a Cowboy fan, right?
Right.
Okay. I don't think Dak is as good as Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Dak is as good as Russell Wilson. I don't think Dak is as good as Tom Brady. But the going price for a quarterback, as good as he is 20-some million dollars a year. Now, the Cowboys can balk at giving it to him. But then, you know what happens if you let him go? There's not another quarterback as good as him that you're going to get for that price, so now you have to start all over. So you can't always pay people what in your mind you think they're worth. You have to pay them what the value for what they can do is. And for what Ben Simmons can do, the value makes sense.
Yeah.
Because
I guess there are some things that make more sense other than the sports world. Because I was also hearing today what doesn't make sense is, how are you giving Ryan Leaf a chance to be a college football analyst? The worst player in college football history? Oh, my God.
Second chances. Like I said, you have to pay the going rate. Look, I don't think Matt Stafford is that good.
No.
I don't. I think he's a stat guy. I think he gets great stats. But where has he led his team? As a quarterback leader, where has he led his team? I think Matt Ryan has had a couple incredible stat years when he's had great teams and they've come along. What has he done other than that? But
nothing.
I can take every offensive lineman away from Russell Wilson. I can leave him with one wide receiver, no running game, and a defense that's not as good as it used to be, and he gives me 10-11 victories.
And I'll leave you with one more thought, although this may be a little ridiculous. The Greek Freak was at Yankee Stadium on Monday, and he actually swings at the batting cages. And I'll put it this way: stick to basketball, because he even admitted he sucked at the batting cage.
Yeah, that was funny. But you know what? He's a fun guy, man. That's a fun guy.
But he was there just to promote a book.
Yep. Fun
and guess
guy.
Who got the autograph?
You did.
No, I would like to, but actually, it was CeCe.
Go Knight. CC's a good guy. I was there when he got his 3,000 strikeouts.
The sneakers, not a book. The autograph is the new sneakers.
Okay.
He was yeah.
Yeah, I was he when he got his 3,000 strikeout against the D-backs,
yeah.
I was actually working that game.
Guy. By the way, did you have trouble yesterday? Because I tried to get through when there was nothing there.
It should have been a best of show yesterday because I was
okay.
Out covering something. So it should have been a best of show playing. Like
okay,
because
it
Wednesday,
said no shows.
I'll find out what happened. I wonder if that was tied to the switchboard problems on Monday. I do know next Wednesday will be a best of show because I'll actually be at the Pac-12 Media Days out in LA. So that
ooh,
will definitely be a best of show.
That'll be great. And of course, training camp opens up.
Can't wait.
Neither can I. On that note, I will bid you adieu, and we'll try talking again tomorrow. I hope.
All right, buddy. Have a good rest of your hump day.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, buddy. Always good to catch up with my good friend Lou. Out there on the East Coast has a radio show of his own. Let's pay a couple bills.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
So why can't these guys keep their hands off women? That is just amazing to me. And I know we already talked about Rekana Williams and everything, but why can't these guys keep their hand off women? Desmond Harrison of the Arizona Cardinals has been cut. Offensive tackle, been cut. His arrest on felony charges of an assault in North Carolina. Why? And this is what I'm talking about. No, he has not been found guilty. No, he has been found innocent. I mean, he's not been found innocent. He hasn't gone through trial, so we have to say allegedly, so I don't get sued. But if this is true, why is it so hard to keep your hands off women? Since when did this become the most difficult thing to do? If you get so mad at a person that you can't control your emotions, walk away. Do not put your hand on a woman. If found guilty, this is what I say, and I mean this for any sport. And I'm not going to say, because you've heard me say before, when people, after they've done their time, if they come back to play, what else would you want them to do? What is the profession you want them to come to go back into? I'm never going to say someone should never be allowed to play football, never be allowed to play basketball, never be allowed to play baseball. If that's the case, then that has to apply then for Rekana Williams as well in the WNBA if she's found guilty. But my point is, in any professional sport, because you're carrying the flag of the league as well that you represent, if you are found guilty, my opinion only, the first offense, half of the season, half of your pay. I still think you should be able to come around a team. I still think you should be able to go to counseling. I still think you should be able to use the facility. I think sending you off on your own without support is not smart. If you are dumb enough to do it a second time, 1 year. If you are dumb enough to do it the third time, 2 years. That means, as an athlete, I don't have to tell you that you're not welcome back. But if you do something stupid at 24 and you lose half your season, and you do it stupid at 25, you're not back till you're 27. You do it again, you're not back till you're 29, 30. No one's going to sign you anyway. But this has to stop. This putting your hand on women has to stop. And if we really want true equality down the line, if you're a soccer player, a WNBA player, whatever, domestic abuse, you should be facing the same suspension, and there should not be grievances filed against you if it's to protect the shield. I'm sorry. That's just the way it goes. Make sure you're following us on social media, at The Sports Cave on Twitter, the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at The Sports Cave, Cave is ours with a K, thesportscave.com, again, Cave is ours with a K, and you can get me directly on the Twitter at PLR on Sports. Until tomorrow, I thank you for joining. This is fun. It's always fun. Until tomorrow, this is the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Everyone have a great rest of your hump day, and we will talk on Friday evening.